It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and I'm just going to, bear with me, pull up an email that I wrote recently to Ben Zimmer. Hold on. And he is the language columnist at the Boston Globe. Okay, here's what I wrote. Dear Ben, every 20-something on our show, on the staff, uses the word meta all the time, as in, that's so meta, dude. So what's going on? Because I'd been hearing this all the time. I had no idea what it actually meant. So Ben wrote back this very, very long email to me, and instead of reading it to you, we just asked Ben to come onto the program. Ben, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. That's so meta. That's so meta, dude. Dude, that is meta. What is meta? When did I miss something?
Well, meta has long been a prefix from Greek and meaning above and beyond.
Metaphysical.
Exactly. Yeah. The metaphysical is a step beyond the physical realm.
Yeah.
And you could also talk about meta language, meta commentary, something that's a higher level of abstraction or analysis. So that was used in lots of different academic and professional settings, and it eventually started getting used just as a standalone adjective. The way it gets used now really refers to anything that is self-referential, self-parodying in some way, in this kind of recursive fashion.
Ben, clearly you've been thinking a lot about this, because when I sent you an email, I think I got a response like 15 minutes later with all of these examples, including one that you were thinking about for a while. This happened in your native town of New York City. What happened?
Well, last December, I think I really realized exactly how meta a world we're living in. It was while the Occupy Wall Street movement was still hanging on in Lower Manhattan, there was something very strange going on. There was a TV show, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, that had set up a replica of that Occupy Wall Street encampment in another spot, Foley Square, not far from where the actual encampment was.
They set it up to film it.
Yeah, exactly. So they were going to dramatize the Occupy movement for the show.
So where were you six last night?
Uptown at a drum circle outside the mayor's house?
But then the real-life occupiers who were getting kicked out of Zuccotti Park got wind of this. They said, hey, there's a mockupation going on. So they showed up.
Occupy Wall Street is not for sale.
And occupied the TV set.
Protesters say they don't want TV to co-opt their movement.
And on Twitter, they were using hashtags like Occupy, Occupy Wall Street. Eventually, the occupiers got kicked out by real police, and the whole thing was over. But while that was happening, I was just amazed. I mean, this was truly a meta moment, and somehow really seemed to encapsulate how everything in the culture now can become self-referential, self-conscious, self-parodying, and create this kind of endless feedback loop.
Okay, while I have you here, Ben, I'm going to take advantage of your expertise, and I want to ask you about a few other things. Random. That's so random. That is so random.
Yeah, we do hear random quite a lot, and it's interesting, like meta, words that get used a lot very often will tell us something about what the culture is going through right now. We can experience a lot of randomness in online culture that mixes different elements that normally wouldn't go together. There's all sorts of mashups of stylistically different songs and all sorts of unexpected experiences. But people are using random these days as a kind of all-purpose label for anything out of the norm. And it can become just a catch-all description, sometimes injected into the conversation with a kind of a sing-song quality like random. So it almost becomes a refrain. And that is actually another kind of meta-commentary on whatever's happening in the situation.
Awkward.
Awkward is another one that has that sing-song quality, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a way of lightening the mood, perhaps. There's something unexpected or something that makes you a little uncomfortable. So saying something like random or awkward might help to diffuse the situation. On the other hand, it could have the opposite effect. If you say awkward, you might also be drawing attention to the awkwardness if there's an awkward silence or something like that that you're trying to fill up. So it's a double-edged sword.
Like Ben Zimmer is in a room with his wife and his ex-girlfriend of 20 years, and his wife says, awkward.
That would certainly draw attention to the situation.
That's linguist Ben Zimmer. He's the executive producer of Visual Thesaurus and a language columnist for the Boston Globe. Ben, thank you. I now have expanded my vocabulary.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Brought a song into this world. Just a melody.